The press conference began with Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood recounting the timeline of events investigators can publicly share. Woods, a 14-year-old, left her Eflin home overnight Friday into Saturday morning. Clark, an 18-year-old from Mebane, was reported missing on Sunday by his mother. The pair of friends were later found Sunday afternoon near a power line easement and ATV trail off Buckhorn Road. Sheriff Blackwood said at that time, his investigators interviewed property owners and people living around the spot where Woods and Clark were found. He said some reported hearing gunshots early Saturday morning, which is leading his office to surmise that's when the murders occurred.
Investigators with my office developed Mr. Ross as a suspect by processing the crime scene and surrounding area to collect and analyze evidence, including forensic evidence. These efforts led to our belief that Mr. Ross is the person responsible for the death of Devin and Lyric.
Investigators did not share much about Ross's background on Monday, but more could be learned during the upcoming Superior Court trial. What Blackwood did confirm is that the 17-year-old suspect fled the state around Sunday evening and traveled to Delaware. After learning of this, the Orange County Sheriff's Office partnered with the Delaware Violent Crime Safe Streets Task Force, who had to do their own investigation before moving in on the suspect.
October the 5th, 18 days after their bodies were located, members of the Safe Streets Task Force were ultimately able to apprehend Mr. Ross.
From there, Ross was transported back to North Carolina and has been going through the juvenile court process in October. When asked directly about his investigators' certainty of Ross as the prime suspect, the Orange County Sheriff was clear.
Yes, ma'am. I'm very confident.
Assistant District Attorney Jeff Neiman said prosecutors decided on October 18th to charge and try Ross as an adult in the case. Doing so means a more severe punishment could be levied if the 17-year-old is found guilty, and it also means that investigators can now talk about the suspect more openly, as they did on Monday. Neiman addressed how challenging it had been for local officials to move through the investigation and juvenile court process with the widespread attention around the case.
We have appreciated your patience you have afforded us, and frankly, we understand why at times this case has tried your patience. This has been very hard. Thankfully, our community does not have much experience with juvenile murder cases, and I'm sure it's difficult to accept how little information my office and the sheriff's office is allowed to share in this type of case. But the law is the law, and the sheriff and I have a sworn duty to uphold it.
The assistant district attorney said Ross's first appearance in Superior Court on the first-degree murder charges will be during the November 15th and 16th session of the court. While there are many questions still to be answered and many steps yet to be taken in the ongoing court case, Neiman made one aspect clear on Monday.
Sheriff Blackwood and I share the community's grief and outrage. This is a horrible loss for Devin and Lyric's family and friends, and a tragedy for the entire community.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.